Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
So
what were we talking about?
Blackwater, the being on the flip side of Another Park, Another Sunday. You know, I was kind of wondering if that was like a record company decision, or if you didn't really, if you thought, well, that wasn't going to be that big of a deal. But it turned out to be, you know, your first number one of many.
You know, it's one of those were the days when the listeners actually got to choose the songs and not the record company executives, you know. And I think that's kind of how that came about. It just got played. And that was true with a few of our songs in those days that got played. You know, that was the days of FM radio. And, you know, like off of our Toulouse Street album, there was probably four or five songs that actually got played a lot. And you actually maybe really one single off the whole album, but that was really nailed it down, listened to the music, but, you know, Rocking Down the Highway, Jesus is Just All Right, songs like that got played a lot on the radio because there was this underground radio thing happening in those days. And that was really true right up through that album, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits, that there was still that kind of radio out there that they could sort of play what they wanted to. Programmers would go, well, I'm going to try this and see what happens. And I think that's how that came about. It was a B-side. Somebody started playing it because they heard it on the B-side and they liked it. And then the listeners started requesting, what was that song? And so that was kind of how that came about. Well, an accident, really.
It was a good accident. But we're going to get back to the performance here. I just want to ask you one more thing, kind of move it up to more current times. You've got a studio album coming out. Mm-hmm. And it sounds really, really promising from what I've heard. End of September, One Crazy World, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
One Crazy World.
World Gone Crazy.
World Gone Crazy.
Yeah.
And you got that coming up here at the end of September. You've gone back and re-recorded Nobody, which just sounds great. What was it that, because it's been at least 10 years since you guys have done a studio record. What was it about right now that made you decide to go ahead and record?
Well, we've been wanting to do it for a while. I mean, we've been noodling with it for 5 years, but we got serious in the last three. Because we're always touring. We're not always touring, but I mean, we tour 90 to 100 shows a year. And so we would go in and get started on it, lay down tracks. And I think the benefit for it taking as long as it did to get it done is we had time to sit back and listen to where we'd taken a song and said, you know what? That ain't it. Let's get something here and change it all around. Or I just want to add this or the next thing, or try some other stuff, like some, you know, background singer, whatever the heck it was. It could have been another drummer, could have been a piano player, could have been, which I did. I brought in Billy Payne to play keyboards and quite a few tunes, actually, and he played on one of Pat's as well. And so that kind of is the connection to the past, because he played on a lot of our stuff back in the 70s as well. And but he brought just the right element for the song World Gone Crazy. That's the first thing I wanted him on. That's like a New Orleans, it's a tune about New Orleans, and it's Professor Longhair style keyboard playing, and it works real well.
Well, I know everybody's anxious to get on to some more music, and we're going to have a chance for you to get some pictures with the band afterward if you just want to stay in your seats. We'll dismiss you group by group. But
we're going to tune now. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, you guys go ahead and tune. We'll talk about pictures and such. Yeah. All right. Anyway, thanks again for being here today. We appreciate you all being 92.3 VIPs and supporting the radio station and all that. Glad to be able to do things like this. So, again, if you want to hang around afterward, Johnette, I am correct. We're going to keep people in their seats, and then we'll just dismiss you a few at a time. What we do is we have our professional photographers take pictures. Kind of expedites things and keeps us on schedule, and that way you get your picture emailed to you. We'll get your email address and get that out to you. Also want to mention Comcast is here today taping, and you can watch this if you have Comcast, Comcast Studio 92 on demand for Comcast subscribers. And in just a few moments, we'll get back to more of the Doobie Brothers.
Right after we tune.
One more thanks to Malibu.
That's what happens when you do drop D from whatever you're tuning with.
Oh,
Yeah, if y'all aren't picky, we can stop doing this right now.